Now, what button do I hit to start?
Start the party.
I guess that
there is no gray.
Is anyone on the radio right now?
Just black and white.
I am ready to be back on the air.
I don't know about
this
that.
This is the truth.
I said, what? She said, yeah. I said, no. You damn.
Playoffs? We'll talk about playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs?
This is Danny Land.
Well, I think it's ironic that he was watching porn.
Hey, what you doing? My name is Danny Jekulinski. I'm your host, coming to you from an undisclosed location in West Palm Beach, Florida. We love the hairbands. Our mission statement in Dannyland, 85% of this country is stupid. We are consumed with the Kardashians. We are caring more about pop culture than the fact that we are in the middle of a political revolution. You right there are part of the 15% that get it. Welcome. You know who doesn't get it? This guy here.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of the world's most comfortable pillow, My Pillow. We all have the same problem sleeping at night.
No,
our pillows
don't.
Go flat. We end up folding our pillows over for support, using our arms, flip-flopping all night long like a guppy. We wake up
in the morning. Wait. Who is this guy? How many pillows does he make? Have you seen the commercial? I don't mean to get upset. I'm lying again. I'm upset. My Pillow Guide. And if you type in the TV code that's at the bottom right-hand corner of the TV, not only are you going to get you're going to get 35 pillows. If you have $5.99, you get 35 pillows. How is this guy making any money? He's been working on this pillow for 30 years. He's spending all this money on a TV spot. He's giving you 175 pillows for $3.99. They never stop coming. They come every 4 times a week. The pillows are coming. How many Guatemalan children do you have to hire to make those pillows? I'm better right now. Thank you. I had to get that off me chest. It's My Pillow Guy. I have a funny feeling we're going to hear from him. We got to hear from that guy again later in the show. All right, Megyn Kelly, last night, the big interview with Donald Trump, that aired last night on Fox News, and I found this kind of interesting right here. Here's Trump on whether he has had any regrets about the way he ran the campaign.
Absolutely, I have regrets. I don't think I want to discuss what the regrets are, but absolutely, I could have done certain things differently. I could have maybe used different language in a couple of instances. But overall, I have to be very happy with the outcome. And I think if I didn't conduct myself in the way I've done it, I don't think I would have been successful, actually. If I were soft, if I were, presidential. In a way, it's a bad word because there's nothing wrong with being presidential. But if I would not have fought back the way I fought back, I don't think I would have been successful.
He's absolutely 110% right. I know that's not possible. I say that more out of illustration than out of purpose. He's right, okay? Political correctness is over. Now, I'm not trying to say be mean. Don't be mean. Be nice. Allow somebody else to be mean. But be real. Be honest. He came out of the gate. He was kind of outrageous. He was kind of crazy, and he's saying things that have never been said before. And he was the lead story on the news every single night without buying an ad. A method to the madness, people. Trust me, okay? I wouldn't be surprised if he hired his own protesters, because protesters attract TV cameras and TV cameras go on the news. And then it's a simple process. Again, he hit a responsive chord. He's causing people to vote. People like Danny Jekulinski, I care about the election. And I know that Donald Trump cares about me.
He's a pussy. That's terrible. Terrible.
Yeah. Well, maybe he doesn't care. Maybe it's not like a family member, okay? Yeah, maybe it's not like I'm invited on Thanksgiving. Maybe I can't just show up over there at Mar-a-Lago, even though it's about, what, 5 minutes from my house. I can't knock on the door with a covered dish. Maybe not. But you know what? Donald Trump is simply Archie Bunker in a tie, people. Archie Bunker in a tie. Why exactly am I repeating myself? Perhaps I'm tired. Perhaps I need to sleep, a little nap. Maybe I need a pillow. That's what it's.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of the world's most comfortable pillow.
Hi, Mike.
My pillow. We all have the same problem sleeping at night. Our pillows go flat.
That's Mike Lindell, he's my pillow guy. How about a feel-good story of the day, huh? Everybody likes to feel good. We go to Worcester. Is it Worcester, Mass? Yeah. 54-year-old guy in Massachusetts. He just got his college degree on Saturday. Here's the caveat. Listen to the backstory on this. He got it at the school where he's worked as a janitor for 8 years. His name, Michael Voudray. Now, follow me. Back in 2007, his business went under. It was the recession. He took the job because he couldn't find anything else. The school is Worcester Polytechnic. It offers free classes to employees. So since 2007, he's taken the classes for free. He got himself a mechanical engineering degree. It is one of my feel-good stories today.
It's really, really going to feel good. Go through life and you say, someday I'm going to do this and someday I'm going to do that. Very often in life, you hit with a curveball. It takes you off track. It left our heads spinning. It happened so fast. We lost our home, bankruptcy, and our personal vehicle. Decimation was completed. And I was just a shell of a person at that point. And so very few times do you get to experience a real someday. And it feels like, welcome to my someday.
All right. Yeah. You know, my mission statement on my resume. By the way, I haven't worked in 5 years, so I'm for hire. Yeah. But the mission statement on my resume says, and I'm not joking about this, there is, and I firmly believe this too. Obviously, it's on my resume. What else? There is no shortcut to success. Only through hard work and dedication can you reap the reward, and I believe that. And when all else fails, there's always a Brinks truck. I don't understand the people that actually go like the Dunkin' Donuts. And I'm thinking to myself, Dunkin' Donuts, you go to a bank, and a bank, you're only going to get about $3,000 or so. And you get the red dye, and you can't spend the money anywhere. And then, or the people that, you go to a dollar store, and you hold that up. Everything, if they have a good day, they sell 175 items, and you're only going to walk out of there with a... I should move on. Not bring this up in the interview. I sound sleepy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of the world's most comfortable pillow.
I'm not sleepy.
We all have the same problem sleeping at night. Our pillows go flat. We end up folding our...
So this is my friend Mike Lindell. He's the pillow guy. Uh-huh. Did I mention for $2.99? No, actually, you go to the dollar store. And you spend a dollar, and you get to walk out with 735 pillows. It's amazing. It's true. All right, a woman in Connecticut was harassed, or as they say, if a TV talking head would say, they were harassed. They went to Chile. They went to Chile and Nicaragua, and they were harassed. All right, so this girl goes in a Walmart bathroom last Friday. Connecticut, okay? We all know the bathroom law in North Carolina. Okay, if not, Google it, because we covered this last week. Anyhow, this happened last Friday in Connecticut. This woman thought that, somebody thought she was transgender. So she posted this rant on Facebook, which is, everybody is sharing this. It's gone viral, as they say. All right, here's a little bit of the young lady.
This is unbelievable. She said, you are not supposed to be here. You need to leave. So at first I was like, does she think I like work in a different store and I shouldn't be in this bathroom? So I said, yes, I do. And then she flipped me off and she's like, you're disgusting. And she storms out. So I realized, like, when I was washing my hands, like, she just thought I was somebody who was transgender.
Well, first of all, you're annoying, okay? You got to work on that. You got to work on that delivery. You have to work on the pacing there, okay? The vernacular is fine. The pacing, quite annoying, okay? But here's the thing. I told you this was going to happen last week. Simple rule, all right? If you must sit to pee, then you go in the women's... Well, see, that's not going to work. Hold on a second, okay? Because obviously, you know, guys that are uncircumcised, they have to sit. Otherwise, it goes everywhere. So if your man, okay, if your man has what I call a hillbilly pecker... Hey, here's a salute. Elvis Presley had a hillbilly pecker, all right? He had to sit down or it looked like a shower head. It's going everywhere. Huh? Why clean up when you can sit down? That ought to be a logo. I'm going to put that on a shirt. But here's the deal, okay? If you have a penis, if you have a finger-shaped organ that hangs between your legs, okay, and has what is called a urethra, okay? Not the big fat singer from Detroit that sings Respect. That's Aretha. So if you have a urethra, do you know what I'm saying? If you do, do me a favor, okay? And explain it to me, because I'm lost.
Get your hand off my penis!
Again, my name is Danny Chekolinski. This is Danny Land. We come to you from West Palm Beach, Florida. It's a bunker, a very, very deep bunker at an undisclosed location. And you know what? Right now, if you're just joining us, we're talking about penises. Let's stay on the topic, shall we? A guy in Massachusetts, his name is Thomas Manning, received the very first penis transplant in the United States, and this happened about a week ago. Why was this not the lead story? This is big news here. We're going to hear from the doctor who was one of his surgeons, okay? And let's see, the gentleman, Thomas Manning, who got the penis trans, who got the wang, he got the banana stand. He lost his penis to cancer in 2012. So we're talking about a guy now that 4 years walking around without a penis. Well, here's the doctor.
So he's doing well so far. We spoke with him this morning. He's up and about, out of bed, and cautiously and conservatively in his course, but we think he's on a path to recovery. He's emotionally doing amazing. I'm really impressed with how well he's handling things, and he's just a very positive person. We went through a pretty rigorous psychological screening and made sure his motivations for this transplant were appropriate, and in our view, they couldn't be more appropriate.
He couldn't be more appropriate because he didn't have a dick. How about that? He's handling things. I'd be doing that too. If I lost my penis back in 2012 and I wake up from some anesthesia and bing, bada, boom, I got myself look at that. I got a throbbing cork. I'm hanging on to that thing. You better believe it. But I was thinking about this here because, 64 is a pretty good run with a penis. I'm going to be 52 here in about a week, and I'm thinking, that's 12 more. That would be 12 more years for me, and I think at 64, what I'm going to do is I'm going to actually take my penis, I'm going to remove it, and I'm just going to give it to Goodwill. Or you know what? Better yet, I think I'll give my penis to the American Federation of the Blind, because they will actually come to my house and pick up my penis. There's something just very dirty and wrong about driving around the city, and then you look for those Goodwill boxes, and then you throw your penis in there, okay. Let's turn the page here. These are all my inner thoughts that I should be keeping to myself, okay? Let's talk about a guy with a heart attack and a coma. 48 days. Listen to this. Army vet named Jake Schwartz had a heart attack, a coma for 48 days, and when he came out of it, you know what he wants? He wants Taco Bell. I was in a car. I'm not making this up, too. I talked about I had a heart block back in September, so my heart got down to 22. It actually died. I died on the table for 45 seconds, and it really has been a spiritual changing, a life-altering experience for the good. It's something bad in my life that needed to happen so I could appreciate the good, so I could focus on my spiritual mission. And I'm not BSing you. Rarely am I honest. I'm being honest now. But I was in a coma for 6 days. And when I came out of the coma, they had to teach me how to talk again. They had to teach me how to chew. This guy was in a coma for 48 days. And when he came out, he wanted Taco Bell. I want you to listen to his brother. This is his brother, Jason, telling the story.
A co-worker and a friend was visiting him and saw him with his eyes open, called in the nurse. The nurse started communicating with him by blinking. Blink once for yes, twice for no, like right out of the movies. And there he was, just no explanation whatsoever. They let him eat a cheeseburger for the first time. Ooh. And then it was just a snowball from there. He was ready for Taco Bell. All of us have been ready for him to eat that Taco Bell. His progression so far has been, you know, miraculous. That he knows who he is. He knows who everybody else is. He recognized his children. He went from basically being dead to going home in a few weeks. I got my little brother back.
All right, now hold on a second, okay? I'm not that much of a jackass to not recognize a great story and a very emotional story, and yes, it moved me. Well, they did. Being honest. Now, let's face Reality City. 48 days in a coma. And then he goes to Taco Bell, and I don't know if you heard it in the clip or not, but he ate 8.5 crunchy tacos. I'm not a doctor. 48 days in a coma, your ass is going to look like the back of the Batmobile if you do something like that. Choo, 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 choo. All right, where are we at? We're at 7. You know what? Why don't you give me... I can handle another taco and a half. I'll try to make... I think I'll stop at 8.5. Hold on. Hold on. Oh, my God. Heads up. Heads up. Is everybody okay? Is everybody okay? See the hand? Is everybody okay? Oh my God, look at this place. It's a silly string. There's kite string. There's a Coke machine over there. There's a 1934 penny. There's some airplane glue. What else? There's a light bulb. My goodness. Whew. Wow. That was tough. How about that, huh? Who says, yeah, you tune into Danny Land, okay? You get a 20-year broadcasting vet that I can act. How about that, huh? What? How about that performance? I am a thespian. That's right. Me, Martina Navratilova, we're both thespians, and we drive Subarus because that is our car of choice. Michael Strahan's last day on Live with Kelly and Michael, that was, what was it, last Friday? Okay. Now, when he was saying that, the way he said his goodbye is what I want to play for you right now.
I didn't know what to expect coming from sports to daytime television, and you guys opened up your hearts to me and you opened up your homes to me, and it's been so overwhelming with the response that we've had over the last 4 years that you guys have loved this show. And it means the world that you give us an hour of your day. And what you don't realize, we get more from that hour than you really do. And we sit in front of a live audience who I always say during our commercial breaks, they are the third co-host of the show. The energy bring.
That's enough right there. Okay. And thank you, by the way, in the booth. We appreciate it very much. I played that for a purpose, okay, because I think that's the right thing to do. The guy's leaving. He's going full-time to Good Morning America. Congratulations. Here's your big hug. Here's your cake. That doesn't happen in radio. Let me just tell you that right now, okay? Here's what happens, all right? You don't go back on the air. They escort you out of the building. They change the door code. They eliminate your voice and email. Your name is your name's taken out of every commercial. Forget it. I don't. You say, hey, McDonald's open from 10 until 5. You got 4 seconds on the commercial. Boom, that's gone. It really is like a 3-minute process. They've even got the interns answering the phone. Hello, Funny Chuckle Hut Nut Show. Huh? Good. No. Chekolinski, never worked here. We invite you to go bananas with the nuts in the morning zoo, though, okay? Absolutely. Thanks for calling. Yeah. Nope, never worked here. Nope.
He's a pussy. That's terrible.
Let me, allow me, if I may, to close with a warm fuzzy. This will exemplify the sensitive side of me, Danny Chekolinski, your host of Dannyland. Homeless guy in Wisconsin. Lost his dog 2 years ago, and it just showed up a couple of weeks ago at a shelter. Now, they called the number on the microchip. Many questions here. Let me just set this up, okay? They called the number on the microchip, and the dog definitely still remembered the guy. The guy's name is Jose. The dog's name is Chaos. Here's the magical moment. Here we go.
There it is. Oh, there it is.
Oh, there it is.
There.
Oh, baby.
Oh, baby.
Jump.
Oh, all right, we get the idea. Forgive me, okay, I'm being inquisitive. I'm not being insensitive. Let me preface it that way, but saying you got a homeless guy with a phone and a dog. I got a phone. My dog happens to my dog was put to sleep in my arms 2 years ago. Homeless guy has a dog and a phone. I mean, this is causing me so much stress. You see where this is going, don't you? This is causing me so much stress. I think I need to lay down. Where is my pillow?
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of the world's most comfortable pillow, My Pillow. We all have the same problem sleeping at night. Our pillows go flat.
Like
we end up
thing.
Folding our pillows over for support, using our arms, flip-flopping all night long like a guppy. We wake up.
That's what I'm doing. I'm flip-flopping right now. Flip, flop, and fly. Yeah, do something before you die. Danny Chekolinski, me, your host. Danny Land is where you're at. I appreciate you listening very, very much. Remember, 85% of that world out there is stupid. You are part of that 15%, and we will talk again soon. Where's my... Why are there 400 pillows outside my door?
You have just experienced the truth.
What an incredible night this has been. What an amazing journey we have all been on.
Be Danny's Facebook friend at Radio Danny.
I'm going to go out and do a little cowboy.
He'll be sure to send you pictures of his wang.
Get your hand off my penis!
Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live!
A bong. Bong, that's a pipe used to smoke marijuana.
That's like an alarm clock. Woo-woo!
This is Dannyland.